This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
School is nearly out for the summer break, and kiddos are already off to class right now. But unfortunately, we have seen over the course of yet another school year so many close calls and accidents that have happened. So many of them, it seems, due to just negligence in school zones. There's also been a heck of a lot of attention, Christine. We've documented the story out of Neptune Beach with the speed cameras that have been in place.
Right.
And catching a lot of people who are lead feet along the way.
And important to note, too, that the cameras catch you, but you actually don't get a ticket right until you're, did they say 11 miles over the speed limit?
It's got to be at least 11 miles or more over.
Significant.
Yeah. And school zones, we all travel through them on an everyday basis. Action News Jax's traffic anchor Bethany Reese is joining us live in studio because you're going to be showing us a little bit more about the enforcement that has been in place, not just in Neptune Beach, but this has been an area-wide sort of enforcement effort.
Yeah. You ask anyone who kind of drives through those school zones with their kids, they're going to say, yeah, we have issues because people literally are flying through those school zones. Now, when it's not active, it's 30 miles an hour, right? Which is still slow, and people are going 50, 55. Then those lights come on, and they're still going 50, 55, and there are kids literally crossing streets. I got to actually kind of hang out with JSO for a full day and just see what they're doing in these school zones. We were there for 1 hour, and they pulled over 8 people, and that's the time they have to give a ticket, the time they have to do all these things. It was insane to watch.
Wow.
That's scary, even. Where did the idea for the story come from?
You know, honestly, we were talking about speeding being an issue in Jacksonville. So I reached out to JSO and just said, hey, what can we do to kind of check this out in a deeper way? So I did a ride-along with police. And on that ride-along, they mentioned school zones over and over and over again. And we knew this was a problem. We spoke to Duval County Public Schools in January. 13 kids hit since August, between August and January. 3 of those deadly. So once he started mentioning it, one of the officers I was with, Officer Ranger, we knew we just had to hone in on that a little bit heavier and sit at that school zone and see the problem for ourselves.
And it's not just a Jacksonville problem. We hear from law enforcement in St. John's and Clay, Baker, Nassau County. And, you know, kudos goes to those crossing guards who are volunteers. They don't monitor speed. I mean, they can't. I'm sure they could probably radio ahead, but like their job is solely focused on the safety of kids and vehicles getting into and out of the school building. So it's not like they can necessarily do all the enforcement.
Yeah, and even officers struggle to enforce it 100%, right? Because when they have one person pulled over, 3 more are flying by. So it's hard to really keep track, which is why the cameras in Neptune Beach were a huge, huge like help for that. 30 tickets a day almost in Neptune Beach.
Wow.
That's insane. But most of Duval County doesn't have cameras.
So these are behaviors, obviously, that drivers have, which is just, and I don't know if there's a demographic necessarily that comes along with it, but as you were doing the research and you did the ride-along, did anything surprise you other than the sheer number of people who are speeding through school zones?
The number of people is crazy. We'll go into depth with it tonight, and it's not just the number of people. It's how fast they're going, the disregard for the limit, right? It's just an absolute disregard. And then what also shocked me, which you'll see tonight at 5:45 on Action News Jax, is even in school zones where lights aren't flashing but kids are crossing, the inability to yield for kids, backpacks and all, crossing in a crosswalk, multiple cars, just turning, seeing them, and just turning anyway, puts your kids at so much more risk. And it was just an insane thing that I thought was just a natural, you see kids, you stop.
Yeah.
But apparently not.
Or I've heard some people say, you know, they're looking at their phones, they need to pay more attention.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that goes both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. And when you consider crosswalks, even in neighborhoods, our neighborhood, for example, which has like the main road, has a couple of different crosswalks. And I'm always stunned at the people who don't stop at a crosswalk when someone is standing there. Now, it's not a lit crosswalk, but it's a pedestrian crosswalk. They have the right of way.
Yeah.
You as the driver are supposed to stop. It's like we've forgotten the rules of the road.
Yeah, and what's crazy, you know, you mentioned kids on their phones. These kids we saw actually stuck their hands out and stopped each other, like, because they were paying more attention than a 45-year-old man behind the wheel. So
Important story, obviously, with an important message that comes through. We'll see it tonight at 5:45 on CBS 47 and Fox 30. Action News Jax with traffic anchor Bethany Reese, who is still new to the community, still getting to know the community. How are you settling in?
I'm loving it. Settling in, loving every piece of Jacksonville so far. I'm exploring, so if you have any ideas, reach out to me on social media. Let me know what I need to check out. Big foodie. So any ideas?
Oh, there's lots of ideas coming your way on that one.
I know.
The dining outdoors becomes a little more challenging this time of the year.
I'm sweating.
Yeah.
I'm sweating. And it's early.
It's upper 90s is a bit much this early, but it's all worth it once November comes around, right?
And hopefully we get to meet Bethany, those of our listeners who haven't met her, at the Weathering the Storm event.
What a perfect transition. Right. What's Weathering the Storm, Christine?
It is a beautiful event where we're going to serve food, and we'll have the whole First Alert weather team there June 4th from 12:30 to 1:30. And it is completely free, but you have to register online at WOKV.com.